Hello and welcome to your SMA Digital quiz framework. This initial form will help you decide what your quiz will be about and how it should look and feel. This audio will guide you through the process on this page. Feel free, of course, to pause, play, or re-listen as often as you wish. You can save this form at any time using the Save and Continue button in the bottom left corner of your screen. It's important to note that this is just a starting point. A brainstorming session, so to speak. After you submit your framework, we will then get to work and design it within a few days so you will be able to see your quiz in action and continue to then make unlimited changes and modifications. Once you see your quiz in action, you'll be able to share it with others to gain that valuable feedback from your ideal target market, friends, colleagues, and more. So please do take your time on this framework. But remember, nothing is locked in stone and it doesn't need to be anywhere near perfect at this early stage. Step number one is to pick a niche or target market that you want to aim this quiz for. If you don't have a niche yet, consider brainstorming potential niches and pick one that you would most love to help people with right now. Great thing is, this is just for your quiz. It doesn't mean you can't have clients in other areas. If you have multiple niches, please just pick one per quiz. It's really important that you don't try and aim your quiz at too many different people and too many different niches all at once. Otherwise, nobody will take it and you'll get really low conversion rates. You can always set up another quiz for a different niche later on. But to begin with, it will make this process much easier and it will make your quiz a lot more powerful and compelling. Once you pick your niche, brainstorm what things that niche would like to score themselves on? What are some of the pain points that they're having? What are some of the areas that they're having trouble with the most? What keeps them up at night? Then just pick one of that focus area. So again, just one. So it's one niche, one focus area, and then write it down in the box provided. Step number two is to come up with a first attempt at title and subtitle. Use that one area you listed in step number one to start creating your title for your quiz. Title should reflect the pain points your niche wants to be quizzed on. For example, discover your well-being score. Or potentially more emotionally, are you jumping out of bed in the morning and feeling great? The subtitle is there to help explain the benefits of what they get out of doing the quiz and the quiz assessment with you. For example, let's say your niche is lawyers. It could be more something like, find out which parts of being a lawyer are most draining and what you can do about it. Ideally, somewhere in your title or subtitle, you should try and reference your niche. So for example, again, if your niche is lawyers, instead of, are you feeling like you are living on purpose? It could be something more like, are you feeling you're living on purpose at your law firm? Step number three is to brainstorm and come up with a first attempt of your key topics and questions. Start with your topics. These are usually related to the problem area you identified earlier on, and is often similar to what you coach people on already. So, for example, a topic might be focus or goal setting. Now, you want a minimum of three topics and a maximum of 10. Because ideally, you want to have around 7 or 8 questions in total. We've found that is the absolute best number and the maximum number you should try and aim for optimal results. Again, this isn't exactly fixed in stone as it can differ depending on the length of your questions and a number of different factors. So there's no perfect number of questions in total, but overall, you want it to be quite short and sweet so that people can get through it quickly and get to the end without being distracted. Now, an example question might be something like, how do you feel about your focus right now? Note that the answers for these questions will then fall into 4 categories, which are struggling, frustrated, doing well, and successful. So how do you feel about your focus right now? The answer that we can create later on might be something like, I'm really struggling and really lack focus, all the way through to when somebody's successful. As an answer, that might be something like, I'm really successful and I super focused right now and all the time. And that is ultimately what you can help them with. Now, these answers is something that once we create your quiz and design it for you, you can get in and customize for them. We'll give you some default answers, but you can of course then sort of change it and make it really relate to each and every question. Again, with everything, just have a bit of a go. There's no right or wrong answers. And when you're ready, just click onto the next button at the bottom of the screen to answer a few simple design and technical questions on the next page. If you have any further questions, please email us support@smadigital.co.uk.